On today's episode of The Real O Show.
Extraterrestrials, aliens, or something bigger out there than us.
What would the government, what would people have taken advantage of if electricity was free?
The last thing that the government tries to do is going to be a fake alien invasion.
Welcome to The Real O Show. I'm Zachary.
And I'm Joshua. And we're brothers chasing the curiosities of our life.
And on this show, we'll deep dive the most influential people, music, and topics going on in the world.
And today, we're breaking down the Joe Rogan and Cat Williams podcast. About to get all this dough. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs we on roof for greatness. They pay for getters, they want
money. What's good, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to get right into it. We're going to break down our top three moments from the Joe Rogan Cat Williams podcast. Joshua, play that first clip.
Are you familiar with the Younger Dryas impact theory? Do you know what that is?
Say what it is.
Younger Dryas impact theory is a theory that Earth goes through a cycle of like comet storms every June and every November. And most of the time, nothing happens. But every now and again, we get hit. We get hit big. And they think we got hit big 11,800 plus years ago, and that had to restart civilization. And that what you're seeing from like Mesopotamia, all these people 6,000 years later, they think that is a rebuilding of civilization that was already like just whispers and stories and tales. And then they rebuilt it again thousands of years later.
Okay, so I want to talk about that clip specifically because one, I haven't heard of the comet storm before. Like we've talked about resets of the civilization and what killed the dinosaurs, but I've never heard of these media showers that happen every single year. Nothing ever happens until it does. And that was the first time I heard it. And just coming from Joe Rogan, who talks to the smartest people, means something.
This literally brought me back to Graham Hancock, because Graham Hancock is like the guy about the reboot of civilizations. One, let's just talk about the fact that Cat Williams is like a fucking genius.
Yeah, he's
there's a part of this, and just to add context is for if you haven't watched this podcast, Cat Williams talks about how from his age from 0 to 12, he would literally read like 20 books a day because his parents would literally lock him in his room, basically be like, you can't go out, you can't watch TV, you can't do anything. He didn't celebrate holidays, nothing. So all he did was read, which makes sense why he's such a good comic, because he makes it look effortless. And everything he does is so funny, and people are like, oh, well, he's just a funny guy. No. He's so smart that he makes it look effortless. So I just want to say that. But I'm a big Graham Hancock guy. You can deep dive his content. It is fucking absolutely nuts. But that literally just made me think about Graham Hancock talking about the great resets and how all these pyramids around the world are these things that were built with this crazy technology that we today don't even have, but they had back in the day. And then again, before it got reset. And there are several theories about like people think that when you get to a certain point, it resets, almost like the simulation theory, like, oh, you won the game, boom, it resets it. And throughout this podcast, the whole time I was thinking like Cat Williams is religious.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he talks about numbers and he's talking about, you know, trigonometry and talking about all these like certainty things and aliens. And when you think of like really religious people, you don't normally relate that to like these theories.
To break it down more, when he was talking about religion is the earth is so perfectly designed that it has to be something bigger than us, whether it's aliens, whether it's God, whether it's whatever it is. And that's where religion has always gave people like faith and hope in this bigger thing. And there might be something bigger out there, but that's what they were talking about, like the earth, right? And in one example I'll give is like, you know, in the desert, there's no water, but with the cactus has water and you can make tequila out of the cactus. Like everything on earth can be utilized for something. And then he even went into like how cows like eat grass and they have three stomachs to process it. And then they emit this gas that helps the atmosphere grow. Like everything works so perfectly together that it's hard not to be like, okay, someone bigger than us created this for us.
I really like how Kat said the world was designed for us. It also made me think about how they talk about religion and how they say that all the religions, almost all of them are the same, and they have like almost the same problems, and there's all these different things, and Kat's insinuating that like we're living multiple lives, like we're going to live several lives, and you know, maybe you have to be this thing till you win the game or whatever it is. But it was very interesting, and I just think there's so many differences in people, but in the reality is like everything is here for a reason. Everything is meant to be. And another thing off of that was, it was really interesting how he compared, and this is like the most barbaric thing, but how we watched animals and insects, and it gave us the confidence to be like, oh, we could do that. Like when they were talking about like helicopters and stuff, and they were like, yeah, we just, they were studying like hummingbirds and other insects, and they were like, oh, with physics, like we could build something like that. And it just made me think that's kind of interesting.
To build off the religion and space part, because with the comet storm, right, we go on to the space. And they talk and they spend a lot of time on space and pyramid. Like if you haven't listened or even if you did, it's space and pyramid is like 55% of it. But I want to talk about how with the religion part, and this kind of goes ties into with space, where if you're religious, what Kat was talking about, when you're religious, you have to believe in there was this fight in heaven, and that's why Jesus got sent down. So there was, and that's where like the Mars theory of like Mars being like a nuclear explosion and all this, like some space war, some heavenly war was fought, aliens, Jesus, like all that goes into one thing. And then that's how kind of Earth came to be. So if you believe in religion, like you should believe in there's extraterrestrials, aliens, or something bigger out there than us.
The worldwide government is way smarter than we give them credit for, because they have us believing they don't do nothing. But the truth is, like there's no such thing as the government is in bed with the internet. No, the internet is a government installation that they allowed the world to use for free so that they could have the information.
So that clip brought me back to when Robin Hood, I don't know if you remember this, Joshua, Robin Hood, they were like, it's all this free trading, but what was Robin Hood doing? They were then selling the analytics and data to big money to know exactly what was going on with the stocks and people's just trends that they could follow pretty much to help them make more money. And that's all I could think about when Kat was talking about the internet, where the government's just tracking everybody. Where are you spending your money? Where are people spending their time? What do people like? What are people researching? And it just goes all into one thing. And then everything is just like numbers on a screen, goes into these reports. And it just makes me feel like we're just a simulation. Like it's like they're studying us.
It's all it is to me is one, nothing's free.
Nothing's free.
And I think that's one thing that they like to make you think like, oh, we're going to do that. We're going to give you this service. We're going to give you this stuff. Like, oh, Google, it's this great search engine. When in reality, they just took all that data and they're just selling all that data to all these people that they can market and do all these things. It almost goes back full circle to the other day when we were talking about Bitcoin and how we think Bitcoin was just the government.
Yeah.
The government made Bitcoin and then gave it to these people and have convinced people that, oh, it's this free thing and we're all in the reality, because they were like, yo, if the government came out and said, hey, we made this, everyone would be like, fuck that.
Exactly.
But if you create this story and you create all this back thing, oh, it's so secure, no one can hack it, not even NASA, because NASA created it, probably.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I don't know. To me, it's very interesting. And it's this whole search that like, is everything that we have just this thing that was fed to us by a higher power, a government, or shadow government? And there was and not to go full conspiracy, but Cat Williams has a thing, and he goes, because everyone's like, oh, shadow government. Well, who would run a shadow government? He goes, well, a shadow government's no harder to run than a regular government. Yeah. And I go, well, golly, that was probably about the easiest I've ever heard someone say that. And I was like, that's pretty fucking true.
It's shadow government. And they even touch on, and I know we're getting a little off topic here, they even talk about billionaires, right? In the example they gave was Bill Gates. Bill Gates can't go join the bowling team. He can't go hang out with his boys at a bar. Like, he has to hang out with people at his level, which is when they kept talking about this, is where they have these fantasy islands, Jeffrey Epstein, where they can go do whatever they want. Rich people shit. Like, this isn't the first time. And what I thought was even more interesting is they were like, and this isn't the first time there's been this rich person island that does this.
No.
Like, it's just the first one that's been uncovered, because we have so much information and because of technology. Yes, it's free and the government's feeding it to us, but there is a lot of access to information. But it's also like this theory that it's like they're trying to put so much out there to see what we do with it. And I think that's what technology has brought. And even to like take it back a little further, they even talk about how like the cell phone, like we think that's one of the greatest creations. I think the iPhone is probably the greatest creation. But Cat Williams is like, they had that thousands and thousands of years ago. They had Wi-Fi in the pyramids. They were using water to power their electricity. Like, we can barely fucking figure that out.
I mean, that goes back to the Graham Hancock thing. Like, Graham Hancock talks about it all the time. Like, there were inventions, there were things that, like, we are, our minds can't even comprehend because we're just used to the things that we have and how we operate and how we do things, like just gas machinery, you know, like just regular pulleys and levees. Like, that's like how we operate. But if, you know, they were using sound to move things, or, you know, things that we can't even necessarily comprehend, but it's like proven that you can do. It's just interesting.
I even want to touch on this topic before we go to the last one, is humans, we get very, very close to the micro. We're very in our day-to-day life. What's going on today? This person wronged me. I'm in love with this person. Work sucks. I love work. We're very in the micro. But being able to, and this what this conversation really like highlights, it's the macro. Like, what's going on in your life is way bigger. What's being fed to you on social media is way bigger. And I think that's one thing, as you listen to the show, whether you listen to it or not, it's we as humans need to zoom out from a way bigger lens and look at what's actually going on.
Actually, you know, it's funny you say that, because there's a point when Cat Williams says that. He goes, the reason why NASA doesn't actually talk about what they find in space is because the further you get in space, the easier it is to see what actually everything is. And it's like anything. The further you step away, I think about this all the time. I'm like, micro problems. If you step back and we're like, hey, think about it, like even as a breakup, right? You break up with someone, in the midst of it, your heart broken, it's like the end of the world, everything. But if you, from an outside perspective, saw your friend do that, you would look at your friend and you'd be like, oh my God, dude, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But you're going to be good. Like, you're going to be okay. And I think that is the standpoint of like all of this. The further you step back, you're like, oh,
that's how it works.
That's really what it is.
It's also being awake as a human too.
This is why Tesla has to go. Why? Because not what Tesla is saying about electricity. It's the fact that he's saying this should be free for everybody,
right,
everywhere.
Yeah, he wanted to have aerial electricity free for everybody, like radio waves.
And the day that you say that,
that's a wrap.
It's cheaper to keep her because we make $200 billion a day.
Yeah.
And we all agree universally, you should pay for this, and we'll be in charge of selling it to you.
And we'll shut it off if you fuck around.
I actually want to pull something from the end of what Cat Williams was saying, whereas with the electricity companies, specifically General Electric, which is like the monopoly of electricity, they make $200 billion a day on something that 100 years ago, hundreds of years ago, they could have done for free through alternating current, which is what Nikola Tesla wanted to do. And then like what Joe Rogan said with the radio waves and through the atmosphere, it's just wild how these governments work just to make some money. And when like, and they talk about how they're trying to solve all these problems, it's like you could get electricity to everybody on Earth through something that could have been invented 150 years ago.
What's crazy to me is I don't know what's good and what's bad. Because I'm like this, for example, right? If they would have made electricity accessible to everyone, that's almost scarier than the current monopoly that's in now, whereas maybe, like, they control everything still. And either way, we have no control, right?
Yeah.
In a sense. But it's like anything. Like, I look at like Canada, who has public, you know, free healthcare, right? Everyone pays into healthcare, which is, oh my, business is probably booming, I'm sure. Yeah. Right. But everyone in Canada is brainwashed to think like, oh, I have free healthcare, eh? Like, I'll just get hurt and I'll go to the doctor's office. No. That's not how it works. From the outside, from the salesmen that are selling it to people, yeah, that's how it is. But from someone who's actually lived there, no. That's not how it works. You get hurt, you're waiting in fucking line all day for it, just to see a doctor, for them to be like, yeah, you're fucked up. We're going to have to take you somewhere else. You have to go see someone else. Oh, but we can't see you now. It's going to be 6 months, a year later. So now I have to live with this for 6 months a year. So it's like, it's everything free is not good.
I agree.
You have to make it accessible. We have to make it right. There has to be a system, right? But I just wonder in my head, what would people have taken advantage of if electricity was free? What would be taken advantage? Would there just be a thing where it's like, oh, there's only electricity from 7 p.m. to, you know, 8. What is it? Like, would there be like this propaganda of like, oh, well, you know, times are getting tough. There's only so much electricity. You know, we can only run at certain times, or these are areas are the only areas that get it, or, you know, the poor areas don't really get it, you know, because they just shut off a grid. You know, what is it? Like, to me, that's what makes it scary. Like, when everything's free, they talked about in this episode about cars and, oh, how, you know, you'll just get a, they're going to give away fucking electric cars
yeah.
because they can control it. You know, they can control it. And Joe Rogan even said in 2010, they wrote an article about how if you have a computer in your car, any computer, they can shut, not only can they shut it off, they can basically like take over your car and drive your car. Yeah.
Like that's what they're going to be able to do with electric.
And that's shocking, but it's even more relevant with an electric car, right? Because those are so high tech. But I'm saying like a 2010, in 2010, they were writing about it. That means like every car in the world right now could be technically taken over, which is fucked.
And to go on your electric car point, they're paying people like $8,000, $10,000 if you go buy an electric car right now. Like current today, you could go to a dealership, buy an electric car, and that will give you $10,000.
Yeah, which is nuts.
Which is crazy. Like, listen. There is never, ever, and I've said this before about a grocery store, you don't want to buy the shit that's on sale. Never, because guess what? The best shit for you never goes on sale. No. If the electric car was actually the way to go, was actually the best thing, they would not be giving it away for $10,000.
It's true. I mean, listen, Cat Williams obviously knows a little more than us.
Of course.
But he was beefing with Elon the whole pod.
Yeah,
he was, and you could tell like Joe likes Elon, so he was kind of like not really. He was kind of like brushing it off, but there was multiple times where Kat was kind of getting on Elon.
To spin off one more point about the Nikola Tesla and why they had to kill him, like trying to give something away for free that they know they can make money on. Like think about it today, General Electric still has monopoly. Like something that was born that should have been beat outright all the way back then. But to go back into Elon Musk in the beef with Cat Williams, you know, people think Elon Musk is doing a ton of different things, but Cat Williams put it in the best point. The five things he's doing all gets grouped up into one. So he has Tesla, he has SpaceX, he has the satellites, he has the brain link. Like everybody thinks he's trying to do all these things, but he's saying in the rooms that he's in and the money that he's seen and like all these powerful people, shadow government, it all goes into one thing. Like you get the brain link, then they can control you. You have in touch with the satellites. You know, you get the electric car, they have control over your car. You know, SpaceX, space exploration, they're going to take people to space to try to land them on fucking Mars because there was never water for 100 years and now there's water. Like there's so many things that are kind of getting grouped into one. And I think that's where Cat Williams is kind of going after.
To me, like Elon could just like find some alien thing and just get advanced a million times further just because he like just, you know, back engineers what he finds. And I think that's what a lot of things people are talking about. Like a lot of like the military stuff we have, they're like, oh, it's just back engineered, which really that could be it. I mean, we could be fucking aliens for a whole, you know what I mean? We're in space. We're fucking ripping around the, you know, we could be aliens to someone.
I even want to touch on that. And as we wrap up here with, because you brought up the military and I'm going to bring it back to NASA. So after World War II, Adolf Hitler's like leader of like nuclear weapons got taken to NASA to lead it. And the one thing he told his like right-hand girl, because she talked about it, was that the last thing that the government tries to do is going to be a fake alien invasion.
Oh yeah, everyone's been talking about it. There was a CIA agent who said that, who was like, there's going to be a thing. It's going to be a alien invasion that's going to be staged. It's all going to be fake. He's like, people will die. There'll be real deaths. There'll be real shit that happens, but it's all going to be fake. And it's going to be too brainwash everyone to be like, there's a real threat. Let's all get together.
Yeah.
And it's really going to be for something completely different.
Of course. Listen, we appreciate you tuning in and following along and going back. If you haven't listened to the full Joe Rogan and Cat Williams podcast, I suggest you do. And also let us know about our points. Did you like them? Did we miss something? We didn't really get into the pyramids, which I spent a lot of time on, but I feel like the pyramids have been played out as well. But if you made it this far, drop a like, leave a comment, subscribe, share this episode, and we'll be back Friday.
Peace. About to get all this dough. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghost. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof for greatness. They paper getters, they want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. Be going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. So I'm part for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings on tracks I don't even feel. We bout to box, we drippin'. We bout to box, we fall.